Going to university used to be a big rite of passage, 3 or 4 years that in hindsight, many looked back and thought, oh, that really was the time of my life. Late nights and college societies and friendships forged for life. And yes, let's face it, the occasional fairly dingy student flat. But now that experience looks and I think feels very different for a lot of people. Between COVID disruption and soaring rents, long commutes, and the cost of living crisis, many say college life has been quietly hollowed out. It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty. And when I left home in Donegal to come to college in Dublin at the tender age of 17, a whole world opened up for me. And in those days, and despite what you might think, it's actually not that long ago. It was this century. University campuses were buzzing places. There was a big emphasis on making new friends and contacts and small group teaching, clubs, societies, and meetups in the several college bars. And in 2020, COVID-19, lecture halls emptied out, campuses turned into ghost towns. And that valuable face-to-face element was almost hollowed out. And since then, the pressures haven't really eased that much. In fact, many say they've gotten worse because housing has become a luxury fewer and fewer can afford, and the supply simply isn't there. And the new rules on rent, which came into effect this weekend, are predicted to increase the cost of what is available for students even more. Meanwhile, the government is going to be advising colleges and universities to shorten terms, to shift to even fewer on-campus days, and to use more remote teaching in an effort to reduce congestion and allow more students to live at home. Between all of this, plus the decline of shared social spaces like student bars and societies, it's raising questions about whether the traditional Irish college experience is being fundamentally reshaped. And is that a good thing? Is the college experience still delivering what Irish students expected, what they promised, what they hoped for? Well, to discuss all of this, I'm joined by Trinity College Dublin student and Irish Examiner columnist Jane Cowan and by Dr. Mary McAuliffe, historian and director of gender studies at UCD. And you are both very welcome to News Talk Daily.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Jane, you're almost through your time at third level, just a couple of weeks to go. How would you rate your college experience?
I mean, overall, I have really enjoyed, you know, what I've studied. I've been studying English in Trinity, and I think the course has been really engaging and expansive. But I've commuted for much of my time at college, and that has really impacted like the social aspects of it. So I have enjoyed it, but I do think that I didn't get everything I was hoping for.
You started college towards the end of the pandemic. Did you get a sense from the people ahead of you that they had really lost out on their third level experience during the previous 2 years?
Absolutely. You know, my two older sisters were in college when everything went fully remote. And like, I watched them at home trying to engage with lectures over Zoom and only seeing their friends over FaceTime. And they lost out massively. I feel really lucky we were back on campus for my teaching, especially because certain courses, if you're not able to go into your science labs or you're not able to go into the physical library, if you need to look at actual books, you've missed out on so much.
I thought it was really interesting to read last week. There's a group action being launched on behalf of students whose university experiences in Northern Ireland were significantly disrupted during the pandemic. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I totally understand. Those students paid their fees and they didn't get the service that they thought they were paying for. You know, for my course, for instance, one of the important things we do is like go into the Trinity's library archives and we look at like early printed books and we have to see them in their materiality. And every course has their own sort of things. Like if you're doing medicine, you have to be in laboratories, or if you're in engineering, you have to be doing labs as well. So I totally see that they did miss out on learning. I couldn't possibly have gotten the same quality of education in college if I had been at home for a lot of it.
It'd be interesting to see how that one plays out. We'll certainly go back to it if it hits the courtrooms in Northern Ireland in the future here on the podcast. To go back to what you were saying at the beginning there, Jane, about your experience over the last couple of years. It delivered in some ways and it didn't in others. What was your expectation? What did you think college was going to be and it was going to deliver to you?
Yeah, I think a lot of the things you described at, the beginning of the episode about, their late nights and, constantly being at society events and all those things. But like, I was living at home for most of it. So if I was, going to a society event, I was making sure I left in time to get the last bus home and things like that. So that really impacted the social elements of things. Our nights out have totally declined because it's just so expensive if you want to go to a nightclub or anything like that. It's not something that's feasible to be doing multiple nights a week. Going to college, when you live with your parents, it's just not the same. Like, you really feel like you're still living this sort of teenage life when you're really trying to kind of break out a little bit.
I just look back and think about my own college days. I obviously went to UCD and I had no choice. Obviously, being from Donegal, I had to get student accommodation up there in order to study what I wanted to study. It wasn't available in any of the more local colleges here in Donegal. So you had to go to Dublin to study law at the time. And all of the people in my class who were from the Dublin area lived at home. And that was back in 2000, 2001, 2002. And they didn't have any expectation that they would live outside of home, for that period of time. So did the expectation change? Or is it not sort of always been the way that if you lived close to the college, you stayed at home until you were finished that college experience and could afford to move out on your own?
I would have been more okay with living at home if, the social aspect of college wasn't so difficult to deal with when you were at home. I also think a lot of people are commuting from home. If you're having to get your bus home at 11, it's not feasible.
What did you make then of the recent reports that the government is going to ask colleges to reduce the number of days students must be on campus for lectures to try and limit the commutes that you're being forced to do and the pressure that some students are feeling?
I mean, it's like a terrible indictment on where we are with student accommodation at the moment, because I can tell you that no student wants that to be the solution. We want to be part of campus life. I don't want to be doing lectures from home. I think we miss out on so much learning. It really doesn't suit a lot of courses. Like my course, for example, English literature, like where most of my learning happens in seminars where we're all just engaging with class and discussing novels. That's really difficult to facilitate online. So I think you miss out on so much. And also, we're saying this in the midst of like a loneliness epidemic, and students are reporting higher levels of anxiety and social isolation than ever before. I don't think anyone wants their college experience to be from home. I think it's also important to note that like if you're an engineering student or a medical student or something like that, your timetable is 9 to 5 every day. So, condensing the timetable, things like that, doesn't really help.
We now have one of the highest rates of college and university graduates in the developed world. I think we're pretty renowned for that in Ireland. But more and more people, you can see it, you can hear it anecdotally, are choosing to study close to homes, remain in their childhood bedrooms, living with their folks, rather than, as you say, moving out into student accommodation at 18 years of age. Do you feel then that third level has become a real extension of school, an extension of secondary school, and not the big life change that it was, I think, for
Yeah,
previous
I mean, I certainly
generations?
felt that when I started going to college, that, I had more freedom in a lot of ways, but, my attendance wasn't being checked by my lecturers, those types of things. But I was still largely having the same sort of experience of secondary school where I got up in the morning and, like, got a bus into town. It's just not this grand experience anymore. And we just, we don't have the facility for that.
I want to bring in Dr. Mary McAuliffe here. I mean, I am a bit conscious, I have to say, of maybe romanticizing the idea of what college was. Like, I did move to college, I did go to Dublin, I did make new friends. It was a whole new world for me, but like, it wasn't Dead Poets Society. That wasn't what my experience was of college. And I wouldn't look back and say, oh, it was this life-changing event that made me into the person that I am today. And it was the best years of my life. I would say the years beyond that were much better when I moved to London or I moved back to Dublin in my mid-20s. That to me was a much more exciting time because I felt I had real independence at that stage. Are we in danger of sort of, as I say, over-romanticizing what college was?
Well, I don't think we are. I mean, I was that Kerry student that moved to Dublin to go to college in Trinity, where Jane is. And I lived in awful bedsits. with, you know, mushrooms growing in the shower and things like that. But at least I had accommodation. I had somewhere to stay. It was relatively affordable. And then was able to, got part-time jobs like everybody else, and was able to experience the full student experience on campus, join student societies, be part of the students' union. Actually, I was very much a student activist back in the day. But also, I think it's more to do with the learning experience as well. I mean, the learning experience on university campuses is not just about attending lectures, whether in person or online, and of course, the in-person is a much fuller experience. It's also about the independent learning you do outside of that. It's about the times when the students hear something amazing or something really thought-provoking in class, and then they go off and maybe have lunch and talk about it. It's about time in the library. It's about all the different aspects of independent learning that you do outside of the classroom. And that is as important as the lectures. And the other thing as well is universities are already under pressure to be able to timetable all of the lectures for all of the courses we deliver. And you need that 5-day week, 9 to 5, to ensure that every student is getting access to all the lectures they need to cover their course content. And compressing that puts more pressure both on staff, on students, and on the admin staff, on the university infrastructure itself. And it just makes everything much more difficult for everybody and puts a lot of pressure on. So I think it is not the solution. The solution is to find affordable and accessible accommodation for all the students that want to choose to study in the universities. We do have the biggest population of young people going to university. I'm, you know, thinking that if you're choosing to go to a university near you because you need to live at home, then your choices of the courses you want to do are constricted, because maybe UCC doesn't deliver a course that UCD does, and you want to come and do that course in UCD, but you can't because you can't find anywhere in Dublin to live. And that constricts choice for students as well. So I think there's a whole issue and a range of things that compressing and constricting our timetables would bring. But also, already students are finding difficulties. Some of them are holding down two jobs. Some of them can't do the courses they want to do because of this affordability crisis and housing crisis. So I think the minister needs to really go back and look at what he said about compressing our timetables, moving online. Everybody was delighted when we were able to end the pandemic online teaching and come back on campus. And we don't want to go back to that again.
But does everybody get that sort of small seminar experience, you know, sometimes shown in the movies? And does that sort of sitting around post lectures, having these life changing discussions, actually really happen?
Well, it did with me. I see it with my students. I see them after lectures going off to have conversations. If I walk into the Newman building here in UCD, I see groups of students sitting around having conversations. But there's also the student societies. I mean, you have the debating societies, you have all the different interests that students have that they've formed into societies. You have the students' union, you have the sports societies. I mean, UCD has huge sports facilities which students can access. And if they're compressed in the number of days they're coming on campus, and in those days they actually have to go to the lectures they need to complete their course, so they can participate in student societies or use the sports facilities, which are, you know, world class at this stage in most of the campuses. And this is what the student experience is. It's not just about sitting in a lecture, which is very important, and you have to cover your course content of what you're studying, but it is about those conversations. It is about going to the library. A lot of what we do now or use in our course content is online, but nothing is as good as going into the library and sitting down and reading those books or those journals that are part, that are recommended readings on your course, and having that time to intellectually engage with all the materials. I mean, there's an awful lot coming at the students in these university courses. New material. The course I teach on in gender studies, it's dealing with a lot of theoretical issues, dealing with things that they wouldn't have covered in a Leaving Cert. It moves way beyond that very quickly. And unless you have time to sit with the materials, you will find yourself start falling behind. And that is part of the problem. If your experience is just compressed into lecture after lecture, tutorial after tutorial, and then you go home, you don't have that valuable time to actually sit with the material you're getting, whether it's in medicine or in gender studies or in history or in any course you're grappling with and dealing with, because we do move beyond how you learn at the Leaving Cert at a very quick pace once you come into first year. And it's not the same. And I feel that if the students are living at home and just coming in to do lectures, it's like a Leaving Cert experience. I mean, we've all been through that, where you're studying all the time to keep up. The university learning experience is very different very quickly, and students need support to get there very quickly, but also they need the time to intellectually develop as well as develop personally. And I think that means that campus life in all its aspects, whether socially or intellectually, or indeed just developing friendship networks that will stay with you probably for your life, for a lot of people, is so important to the student experience that we really should try and support that rather than compress the learning experience into smaller and smaller components.
I know you do think that having access to things like societies, debating unions, student activism is really important because it has shaped so many of the future leaders in those areas in the past. We have seen that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my involvement in the students' union and in students' union politics and activism, particularly around feminist activism, shaped my adult life as much as the degree I did in history. I became a feminist historian, you know, and that was something that happened outside of the classroom in many ways. My exposure to, you know, feminist writings didn't happen in the classroom. It happened by talking to my friends, by being involved in student activism, all of that sort of thing. And that happens with so many people. They find their passion in life. They find what they really want to do with their future career, both through their degree, but also maybe through being involved in societies. Also future politicians, like you have branches of all the political parties on student campuses. And it's there that they get their first, you know, dip their toes in political activism. The newspapers regularly report on the successes of the university debating teams, for example, where students learn that very public role of getting up on a stage and putting across your point of view. And that's really important as well for future careers, for our barristers and all of that sort of thing. But also, you know, just people finding a passion in life that maybe isn't their career, but something that will be a hobby that will stay with them for their lives. Then the sports facilities in a lot of the universities are actually a funnel through which a lot of our sports stars develop and further their careers as well. So there's so much more to university life than sitting in a classroom, which is central to it and very important, but it's not the only part of university life. And I think we need to recognise that, and the minister needs to recognise that. And in order for students to have the fullest experience they want, and it's up to students to engage with it, not all of them do. And that's very true. Not all of them do engage with a full experience. They have their own individual experiences of university life. We need student accommodation that's affordable, that's accessible, and that there is enough of for our student population.
I think we all agree that confronting those structural issues, right, is absolutely where the priority should be. But in the meantime, do we need to find some sort of solution to try and ease the pressure on students who are involved in these long commutes and who are exhausted by it all? And is this not part of a sort of temporary solution? Or are you concerned, Mary, that this becomes the long-term solution?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the long-term solution is going to take a long time, unfortunately. You know, it takes, the UCD are actually beginning to build a 10-storey student living space, and it's right outside my office. I can hear them drilling and building every day. And that's great. More of the universities are stepping up to that. But that'll take a couple of years to build. Already, my own university has built a huge amount of student housing, but it's all full and there's still a demand. There are student co-living campuses around, dotted around the city and more being developed, but they're really expensive. And I think the government could do more to help pay those co-living expenses, help bring down the cost of student housing, have subventions of some sort, because this is a period in which students, you know, need to live away from home in many ways if they want to follow the courses of their choices or want to live away from home. I mean, you start off as an 18-year-old coming into university and you leave when you're in your early 20s. That's really when you begin to develop as an adult, to come into yourself as a person, as the adult you're going to be. Living at home in some ways just prolongs the teenage years and this whole Leaving Cert experience. So it would be better for people's self-development if they're living outside of the home. And I know, like, even when I was in college, a whole load of my Dublin friends lived at home, but they were more often than not crashing in the bedsits and apartments and flats that their country friends had around the city, because they didn't want to go at home. It did stymie their social lives. So I think the student experience needs to be broad, needs to be acknowledged as such, and needs to be supported so that students can have that fully rounded experience.
Jane, to come back to you, there is obviously the big social aspect of going to college. It's certainly one of the highlights for me, if I remember back to those heady days in Dublin in the early noughties. And I was actually shocked to read that of the 30 or so third level institutions in the Republic of Ireland, only 7 now have a pub on campus.
Yeah, I think that's such a pity, because of course we all need a break from our work. The social aspect of college is so important. And I'm lucky enough that on Trinity's campus, we do have a pub. And it's really, like, very often straight after class, people will try and, you know, oh, we'll meet for a drink and discuss whatever assignments we're working on and things like that. I think that type of social engagement is so important, and especially when you're under a lot of pressure from work, in having spaces on campus that you can connect. Like, it's the lifeblood of the students' life. I really pity students that go to the campus, but they can't engage in that kind of thing.
Yeah, many's a good day lying out in the grass or the cricket pitch in front of the Pav when the sun came out. I mean, and I was in UCD, so I don't know what I was doing on Trinity campus. And that's a whole other day's conversation. One final question, Jane. What do you think policymakers most misunderstand about modern student life in Ireland now, and what should they prioritise if they want to make sure that it is a brilliant experience for as many people as possible?
I think we really need to reframe how we think about education, as it is a public good. And I think it's really important to have critical thinkers. And, you know, I'm not coming to college to become a fact file. I think it's really important that we're producing a lot of critical thinkers, and I think that is very good for us. But it's really difficult, and students make immense sacrifices to be doing that. So things like subsidizing accommodation, we need more accommodation, everyone knows that. But things like our canteens on campus are quite expensive. If they were subsidized further, our public transport, things like that. And also just making the college campus more inclusive of people with diverse needs. I think that's something I'm seeing a lot in our current student union. Everyone is running for student union president at this time of year. And that's a really important thing in everyone's campaign. They're talking about making campus more accessible for people with diverse needs. And I think that's really important. I think college should be a space for everyone. I don't think having diverse needs or different economic background should be holding us back. I think that will only improve society in general. I think we should all want that.
Jane and Mary, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on News Talk Daily for what I hope was a thought-provoking discussion for all of News Talk Daily listeners. Now, if you're a student and you've thought on the quality of your college experience, I'd love to hear from you. Email us, newstalkdaily@newstalk.com, or you can get me directly on Instagram @officialkiraD. Until tomorrow morning, in the usual places, goodbye.